Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Universal laws are fundamental principles or concepts that apply universally across realms of existence, regardless of time and space. These laws are often guiding principles that govern the nature of reality, let's say. Understanding these laws provides a roadmap for living a more conscious and purposeful life. So today, we're going to discuss some of these laws, how they affect you, and how you can harness them to have more positive change, a deeper spiritual connection, and a more fulfilling life. So let's dive in and get dimensional. We'll start with the law of cause and effect. This law states that for every action, there's a corresponding reaction. For every cause, there's an effect. It basically states that nothing happens by chance and that there is a reason or a cause behind every event. The simplest example of that is when I'm standing by a pond outside and I take a rock and I throw it into the pond. I am creating, the cause is me throwing the rock. The effect is the ripples that it creates on the surface of the pond that I could see. There may be other effects that happen as a result of me throwing the rock into the pond. It may disturb some nature that's in there. That's one example. Another example could be a person that has a lot of negative thoughts and emotions, and they're constantly angry and resentful. The effect would be they create stress in their life, and that stress can create conflicts in relationships and a general dissatisfaction for life. This example, habitual negative thoughts and emotions, manifests as stress and conflict. So according to the law of cause and effect, negative thoughts and emotions generate corresponding circumstances in a person's experience and overall well-being. How do we work with the law of cause and effect? What's the simplest way? For me, it's taking responsibility for my actions and their consequences. What does every action that I do create? Let's say, if I'm going to call somebody who I'm upset with without thinking something through and just bombard them with how I'm feeling without considering anything else, then what effect is that going to have on the other person and my relationship with them? So starting to take responsibility for our actions and their consequences is one way to work with the law of cause and effect. The other thing is to practice mindfulness and just be aware that our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, what are they going to do to us and to others? And the last thing I would say is to act with integrity and kindness. If we act with integrity and kindness, that action is going to have a ripple effect in the entire world. And yes, it might start with one person, and that person's day could be made, and then they ripple their happiness and kindness out, and it can just continue. We never really know how just being kind and being in integrity is going to affect the big picture. The next law is the law of correspondence. That law suggests the idea of as above, so below. This law states that there is a pattern or relationship that exists between the microcosm and the macrocosm, and that these principles that govern one level of existence can be applied to all other levels. Easiest way to see this correspondence is, in some ways, with sacred geometry. We see something in the cosmos, so like a nebula or a pattern in space. And then we see the exact pattern in a flower in nature. That's like we can see it, physically see the relationship. According to the law of correspondence, the micro and macro have patterns and structures, and they mirror each other. If we take human consciousness, for instance, there is interconnectedness of human consciousness. In the universe, there may be systems that are interconnected as well, such as ecosystems, celestial bodies, energy flows. In the consciousness, there may be an interconnectedness between thoughts, emotions, experiences. That could be an idea of some type of mirror of this law of correspondence. Another one that kind of comes to mind for me is when there's solar flare activity. Something's happening out in the cosmos. Often, if we have sensitivities to energy, things happen in our bodies. So the universe has a little explosion of light, and somehow it affects our human experience. Again, the macrocosm and the microcosm. The moon definitely affects a lot of people. We are water. The moon controls a lot of the water systems. And so the cosmos, the moon cycles, affect our physical and emotional body as well. So there's the macro and microcosm again. I think working with this law, the easiest thing to work with is to recognize that there is an interconnectedness to all things and to cultivate empathy and understanding for everything. For nature, our effects on nature, our effects on animals, our effects on the planet. And by aligning with natural laws, the principles that govern the universe, such as balance and harmony and cycles, can apply to our lives. By aligning ourselves with the natural laws, we can find a greater flow of coherence in our own personal journey. One of the ways of doing that is following moon cycles. And often, the Mayan calendar is a really awesome tool to use. There are apps you can download on your phone, and you can get a feel for what's happening in the cosmos, the general energy that's being produced over a 13-day cycle, which is like a moon cycle, and tune in to what's happening in that cycle daily. That really helps bring you into alignment with natural laws on a different level. Let's talk about the law of attraction. The law of attraction suggests that like attracts like, meaning if I think positive thoughts and emotions, then I'll attract similar experiences or energies into my life. And if we use manifestation as an example, according to the law of attraction, the energy that I or we emit through thoughts, beliefs, emotions will attract similar energy back into our lives. So in other words, by focusing on positive thoughts and emotions, I can bring positive experiences and outcomes into my life. Imagine a person who's constantly maintaining a positive outlook on life. Their beliefs and their abilities, they visualize their desired goals, they write things down, they have clear intentions, and that energy goes out into the universe. This energy stream then attracts opportunities, resources, supportive relationships, and everything they need to align with their desires and goals. And on the other hand, if a person is continuously thinking negative thoughts, they have limited beliefs based on their experiences of fear and doubt, then they attract experiences that are going to reinforce their negative belief patterns. There's the saying that I use, Where my focus and thought goes, the energy flows. The energy will flow to what I think about, what I desire, or what I think about that I don't desire just as much. Working with the law of attraction, the easiest thing to do is to set clear intentions and to focus on what I would like to create and manifest in my life. Write it down. Writing it down makes it more, I don't know how to say it. It just stabilizes what you're doing. And writing, there's this connection to the brain, the hand, the paper. It just makes things clearer. It makes them happen better. Practice positive thinking. And of course, we want to try to visualize ourselves looking, feeling, and seeing the desired outcome of what we're trying to manifest. And cultivating gratitude is, in my opinion, one of the most effective ways of creating positive energy and attracting abundance for the law of attraction. Taking a negative and turning it into a positive. How do we do that? I make lists of things I'm grateful for every single morning. And sometimes very simple things are on my list. I'm grateful that it was sunny today. So how do I turn a negative into a positive? All I do is I remember that the last week it's been raining and today it's sunny. Instead of focusing on how crappy the last week was, I turn it around by focusing on, oh my God, what a beautiful sunny day it was today. It doesn't have to be a challenge. I often write down how grateful I am to have clean running water. I've traveled a lot in the world and I've been in situations where it's been very challenging just to have clean running water. I am so grateful that I have that. I am so grateful that I have a roof over my head, that I have a comfortable bed to sleep in, that I have food in the refrigerator, that I have a refrigerator. I have been in places where there is no refrigeration, and that is a huge challenge. Start by being grateful for the things that you have, and that will shift any negativity into positivity, and that will attract positive things into your life. The next law is the law of polarity. Everything has its opposite. The opposites are two aspects of the same thing. This law suggests dualities exist in the universe, such as light and dark, good and evil, and that these opposites are complementary and necessary for balance. What's an example of that? An example of that could be love and fear. They're often regarded as fundamental emotions. They are polarities. They influence human consciousness and our experience. Love represents compassion, kindness, connection, and harmony. And fear represents qualities like anxiety, separation, negativity, feeling uncomfortable. Despite the opposites of love and fear, they are deeply interconnected and interdependent. Love can dissolve fear. When we experience love, whether it's self-love, compassion for others, or a sense of unity with the universe, it has the power to dissolve fear. And that's associated with a negative emotion. There's your two polarities. Love nurtures a sense of safety, trust, well-being, and at the same time, fear can block love. On one hand, fear can inhibit an experience to express love, and fear-based beliefs, traumas, insecurities can create barriers that prevent individuals from opening their hearts. Those two principles of polarity come together, and we can see how each can support the other in creating an imbalance. How do we work with this law of polarity? Ultimately, we learn to embrace challenges and opportunities and look for the oppositions or the polarity in each thing so that we can understand both sides, both spectrums. And then that way we can find the balance or use the positive to work on shifting the negative, reframing negative situations and finding positive aspects. It's mostly about cultivating balance and equilibrium, I think, and positive and negative aspects of our lives, taking a look at something negative and looking for the polarity and then using that to reprogram our thoughts and beliefs. How do I reprogram my thoughts and beliefs? That's a really big topic. However, if I do notice that I'm closing my heart because I am in fear of being hurt, then I can start doing positive affirmations and positive self-talk, letting myself know that my heart is strong, and by opening my heart, I will experience love and my life will change on many levels, instead of keeping my heart closed and hiding from love. We just have to work it. We just have to work it. Let's talk about the law of vibration. Everything in the universe is in a state of constant motion or vibration. Every particle, every atom, every molecule has its unique frequency and vibration. An example could be Reiki or Qigong, chakra balancing. These are tools that have specific vibrations, and we can match or bring our frequency up by using some of these tools. So if you imagine a person who's experiencing an emotional imbalance, a trained energy healer can use one of these techniques by laying their hands on, visualizing, using sound therapy, but they can be a channel of healing. And by shifting the vibrational frequency in that person's energy field to one that is in balance and harmony, supports that person in healing. As we ourselves shift to a higher frequency, we support the whole collective in shifting to a higher frequency. And many of my podcasts are about helping people shift to higher frequencies. What do I need to do? What are practical things that I can do to shift my consciousness, to shift my vibration so that I'm vibrating at a higher frequency? Because the more of us that begin to vibrate at a higher frequency, the faster things in the collective will shift and our lives will all be so much better. The easiest thing to do to shift your vibrational frequency is to surround yourself with positive people, positive environments, and positive experiences. Spend time in nature. Connect with natural frequencies because they are high vibe. Do activities that bring you joy, that inspire you, that create fulfillment. You can use tools like meditation, music, energy healing to raise your vibration and your consciousness. There are so many tools available to us now. Sound is awesome. I did talk about different frequencies that you could listen to in the background that just increase your vibration. You can use colors to shift your vibration. You can just sit quiet and think about what brings you joy and gratitude. And make sure you put boundaries up and stay away from negative situations that cause you frustration and people that are constantly bringing you down. That will change your vibration quite a bit and allow you to raise your consciousness and be a beautiful beacon of light. Okay, let's talk about the law of rhythm. This law suggests that everything in the universe follows a natural rhythm or cycle, and that there are times of expansion, times of contraction, growth, decay, ebb, and flow. And of course, we see this in nature. Everything in the universe has a natural cycle, a cycle of personal growth and transformation. In metaphysical teachings, personal growth and transformation often have a rhythmic pattern of expansion and contraction. I know it's true for my own personal life. There are times when I go through huge growth spurts and integration. There are times when I release. There are times when I need to do renewal. During expansion and growth, we go through a learning process. We may feel inspired, motivated, aligned with our goals and aspirations. When we are going through more of a contraction phase, we might feel like we have some challenges in front of us, maybe even feel a setback or an obstacle show up. And all we have to do is let go of what no longer serves us. Sometimes it's releasing old patterns, beliefs, attachments. Personal growth goes through ebb and flow, just like our money cycles, just like other cycles in the universe. Similar to the tide rising and falling, our personal journeys can rise and fall. It's important not to beat ourselves up when we come against challenges and to just go with the flow and realize this too shall pass. And then we discover something new about ourselves. We discover some more inspiration. We get all excited again. Then we go through cycles where we just need to honor our own rhythm, breathe, take time out, and just chill. So trust the ebb and flow of your life. And just know that there's going to be difficult times as well as easy periods. And you will have time for renewal and expansion. Everything is a cycle. Let's talk about one more, the law of oneness. This law suggests that everything in the universe is interconnected and part of a single unified whole. It basically implies that there's no separation between individuals, humans, natures, or any aspect of existence. In my life, I'm a metaphysician. The law of oneness is the fundamental principle that everything in existence has a collective consciousness, and this collective consciousness is shared in a pool of beliefs, values, attitudes, knowledge, and this shapes the collective experience of humanity. The easiest example that I can give is if I have a belief system about marriage and my partner has a belief system about marriage and we're talking about it and our belief system is fairly similar and we decide we're going to get married. The minute that we make that commitment and make it legal, the energy of the collective comes into our agreement. Basically, everybody's belief in the collective consciousness about marriage starts to be involved in our two-part relationship. That's why sometimes when people are doing really well in relationship, they've been living together for 10 years, they go get married, and energetically that connects them to the collective consciousness of what marriage should be like or could be like or is like. Based on all the cultures, based on all the countries, based on the entire collective, and then our relationship changes. Similarly, when I was talking about increasing our vibration, how it affects the collective. So the more happy I am, the more grateful I am, the higher vibration I am, that too will go into the collective and start to create unity and interconnectedness in the world. The easiest way to work with the law of oneness, in my opinion, is to practice compassion, empathy, kindness, and to know that we're connected. And just because that person looks that way, does a certain thing, It's really important to honor the dignity within ourselves and others, and to recognize that we're all an expression of the same universal consciousness. Basically, these laws are letting us know that we're actually co-creating with the universe. This empowers us to live authentically, manifest our dreams, to co-create a life of abundance, purpose, joy. And by embracing these universal laws and working in harmony with the natural flow and existence of things, we can unlock our true potential and experience a fuller life. I want to thank you for joining me today on Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Until next time, may you foster a more harmonious and loving world as you co-create with the universe.